it has truly been a series of wins for Donald Trump and his campaign, and a series of very serious losses for Joe Biden. You can go back to the border visit. Joe Biden was panned. Donald Trump was praised by the union leaders of the Border Patrol and so forth. Then, of course, you've got the Fannie Willis spectacle. Donald Trump won that, even though he wasn't anywhere around. Then you've got the North Dakota win yesterday. Then the big 9-0 Supreme Court decision saying you can't take Donald Trump off the ballot in Colorado or Maine or anywhere else. You're out of your lane. And, of course, now it's Super Tuesday. A whole lot of wins are on deck today. Lynn Patton, senior advisor to the 45th president, joining me now. Lynn, good to have you back.
Good morning. Great to be here again. And you hit the nail on the head.
Big winning streak. Big winning streak, isn't it?
Big winning streak. And he is just in the most fantastic mood. It's a beautiful thing to see. And if I can just start off by saying one thing before we jump into it. The ruling yesterday, the 9-0, this is not the contrast they wanted. They wanted Trump's trial in D.C. to actually start yesterday. I don't know if your listeners remember, but that was the day that Judge Chechen put on the calendar. Instead, they had the entire unanimous SCOTUS defending my boss, and now they are on the defensive as they go into the State of the Union on Thursday, expecting to have originally had this contrast of a former president sitting in court defending himself while they claim to defend democracy, and it would have been this good cop, bad cop sort of imagery. And now they are on the defensive, and we are expecting a delegate avalanche tonight.
Yeah, you're going to get that delegate avalanche. More than 800 should show up today. And here's the best part of yesterday, Lynn, not just for me, but for people that are independent voters, people that maybe voted for Joe Biden last time, when they saw Donald Trump come out, calm, collected, on point, and called on Joe Biden to stop the weaponization of the Department of Justice and the government. And the second thing he did is said, Mr. President, you have the power to close the border. I did it. You can do it. You must close the border because it's unsustainable. Two very powerful moments, I thought, from Mar-a-Lago and Donald Trump yesterday. What do you say?
Extremely powerful because, you know, a lot of my liberal friends are like, Lynn, you know, and yes, believe it or not, I still have a few, but they're just like, oh, why is your boss going around telling people not to vote for this amazing bipartisan border bill? And I'm just like, because that amazing bipartisan border bill had a bunch of pork slipped in the middle of the night.
It was junk
when they tried to pass it.
It was a junk bill. In fact, I don't know if you saw this, Lynn. I don't know if you saw this. John Fetterman came out yesterday and says, we need a better bill than that. We need a stronger border bill. John Fetterman in his condition can figure it out.
I missed that. We actually had a lot going on yesterday, so that is hilarious. But at the end of the day, I hate to say I agree with the man because there's $60 billion in additional aid in that bill going to the Ukraine when, you know, I posted this stat the other day. The entire Pentagon budget for the U.S. Marine Corps is $53.6 billion, and the Democrats wanted to send $60 billion to Ukraine. It's ridiculous that we're supporting a military and a border more than our own.
At a time when our debt goes up $1 trillion every 100 days now. That's what they've gotten us to.
Correct.
Our debt goes up $1 trillion 100 days every time. We've got to stop this. But here's the thing. As I look at brand new polling out of Michigan yesterday, the former president, Donald Trump, up by 5. You look across all the battleground states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, whatever. He's leading in every single battleground state. He's leading in every head-to-head poll that you can see. And by the way, in Michigan, that's the exact opposite where the polling was in 2020, according to Epic MRA, who I spoke to on the program yesterday. This is a 10-point swing for Donald Trump, and the momentum is getting stronger.
The momentum's there because, you know, Americans are waking up to the fact that Biden, with this lawfare and all of these indictments, are simply trying to con the American public by refusing to talk about how he has devastated this economy, decimated the border under his watch, and made America less safe on a world stage, you know? And the people he deems the greatest terrorist threat to democracy in the nation are 75 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump.
Well, that's what, you know, let's be clear, Lynn.
Threat to democracy.
Let's be clear. The thing that scares the daylights out of Democrats are voters deciding elections. That's what scares Democrats is letting the voters decide.
That's right. And I hate to say it, but the Babylon Bee and all these other places that, you know, are usually satire hit the nail on the head because they said Supreme Court deals major blow to democracy, allowing voters to vote for their favorite candidate. I mean, that is literally what happened yesterday. And it used to be that was the norm. And now it's like a satirical joke because Democrats are literally trying to take people off the ballot that they don't like in the name of democracy. And you can't make this stuff up.
The good news is in Colorado today, in Maine today, they can vote for whomever they want for president of the United States.
That's
their vote is going to count because it's Super Tuesday. 15 states going to the polls today, more than 800 delegates up for grabs on the road to Milwaukee. I'll give you the last word, Lynn.
Well, the last word is vote, everybody. Get out and vote. If you are in a primary state, we need you. We want you. You know, that means if you are in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia, please go out and vote. We're also having caucuses in Alaska and Utah. 865 delegates, like you said, up for grabs. Trump is going to win a majority, but we want to make sure he wins them all. Get out and vote.
There you have it. Lynn Patton, senior advisor to the 45th President Donald Trump. Thank you for being here as always, Lynn.
Thank you. You're the best.
You're the best. No. You're the best. I greatly appreciate it. I'll take a break. I've got sports with Brock Palmbush right around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.